sacrifice. Some people will use it in their day-to-day affairs, in their domestic matters. I had to sacrifice my salary. I had to sacrifice my time. I had to sacrifice a little of this or a little of that. So sacrifice has been now brought down to these little things that affect us all, and they might be minor little sacrifices. But my respected friends and brothers, when we speak of qurbani in the real and the true sense of the word, then we link it up to the greatest qurbani that ever took place by one of the finest and noblest of servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Qurbani is what happened there. Qurbani in reality is what they had carried out. And my respected friends and brothers, when we speak of qurbani, then we are supposed to keep in mind that that is what was a real sacrifice that had taken place. And in reality, that is what we must try and ask ourselves, how much of real qurbani we are making, my respected brothers. So what we speak of qurbani in these terms, and then obviously the qurbani that takes place on the day of Eid, which we have also reduced to a little event, that we will go to the farm or at our home or wherever it might be, and we will cut the animal, and then we finish over and done with, and alhamdulillah, nowadays everything else is taken care of by the people who provide the services of qurbani. And we think that that is over for the year, and alhamdulillah, I have sacrificed. So is that what the message and the spirit of qurbani is supposed to be? Is qurbani only confined to that time, in that place, for the little time that we are there, and for the rest of the life and the rest of the time there is no qurbani? My respected friends and brothers, the qurbani that was given by Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam has got such meaning in it, and if we look at the meaning of their qurbani, it applies to us on a daily basis, starting from the Deenul Islam that we follow. What is the meaning of Islam? Islam, when we translate it, it means one who submits, one who surrenders, one who bows down, one who obeys unquestioningly, unhesitatingly. That is what Islam is. So that is what qurbani is. And if you look at the meaning of Islam and the meaning of that sacrifice and qurbani that was given by Ibrahim alayhi salam, they are very, very interlinked. This, the qurbani that took place by Ibrahim alayhi salam upon his son Ismail alayhi salam, got the word Islam in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When they both submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he placed his head on the ground. So there, aslama is Islam. They submitted themselves. So qurbani is about submission, my respected friends and brothers. Likewise, we find in other parts of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam was that servant of Allah who worshipped the one Allah alone, Muslima, one who was totally submitted and committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He was a Muslim. Another place we find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says to him, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Rabb said to him and his Lord said to him, submit yourself, embrace Islam, be a Muslim. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. He said, I accept, I submit, I embrace Islam. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To the Lord of the universes. So my respected friends and brothers, this word Islam is very closely linked to the qurbani, the sacrifice, and to everything that Ismail alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had carried out. So the reality of qurbani and sacrifice is this, that it is submission. It is wholesale and total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unquestioningly. That is where we must go with it. Not start thinking that I have to make the qurbani next week, this time I must be at the farm, and this time I must make my qurbani, and I must be back in time for Jummah Salah, and then alhamdulillah, my qurbani is done. No, my brothers, the essence of qurbani is what the basis of Islam is, my brothers. Everything in Islam, from the name to all the activities, to all the rites and the rituals and the deeds and the practices, are all a form of sacrifice. sacrifice where the believer hands himself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a one-day story. Like we said, it's not a one-minute story. It takes less than a minute to cut the throat. Less than a minute. Qurbani done. Rest of the year? No. Qurbani, my brothers, is our deen. It's our way of life. How we think, how we act, how we interact, how we pray, how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we deal with people. All of that in it has got the spirit of sacrifice and Islam in it, my brothers. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that if you're following Muslims, Islam, then you are a Muslim. And who gave us this name, Muslim? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Millata abikum Ibrahim. You are following this deen that is very free of encumbrances and burdens. Mada ja'ala alaykum fi dini min haraj. Millata abikum Ibrahim is the creed and the religion of your father Ibrahim. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. He has given you the name Muslims. So as Muslims, our qurbani, our sacrifice, my respected friends and brothers, is ongoing. There is no stop to it. It's not a one-day thing. On the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, we make the qurbani. Oh, alhamdulillah, many people send it away. It's a different topic to different parts of the world. And we, you know, did our EFT or whatever it might be. And say, mashallah, I've got my meat to Palestine or to Malawi. And the poor people are going to eat there. And at least once a year, they get meat to eat. And I've made the qurbani. My daily Islam is qurbani, my respected friends and brothers. Therefore, we find Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, his entire deen was based on obedience of Allah ta'ala. And it was so strong, it was so soaked in the obedience of Allah, that Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala must make him and Ismail alayhi salam obedient, and Allah must put in their progeny a Nabi, and must put in their progeny an Ummah that is also submissive to Allah Ta'ala. Rabbana waj'alna muslimain laka wallah. Make us submissive to you. That's what we need to be, my brother. Submissive to the orders and the commands of Allah. And wa min dhurriyatina ummatan muslimatan laka. O Allah, from our offspring, make an Ummah that is Muslimah, submissive to you. And who was that Muslim Ummah? Who was sammakumul Muslimin? You and I, my respected friends and brothers. So when we claim to be Muslims, when we claim to be following Islam, when we claim to be making qurbani so commonly on our tongue, then we must ask ourselves, what is the level of our obedience and our submission and our sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He made dua for the ummah in his progeny. He made dua, O Allah, bring in this ummah such a prophet. He said, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum, from amongst them. Yatlu alayhim ayatika. He recites your verses on them. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba. And he teaches you the book. He teaches them the book for this ummah. And hikmah, he teaches them sunnah, he teaches them wisdom, the meaning of the Quran. Wa yuzakkihim, and he purifies them. Four things. O Allah, in my ummah, in my progeny, I want an ummah that is submissive to you. And in this ummah, O Allah, create and raise a prophet. And did Allah accept the dua? Yes. Get the four things. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Allah has favored the believers that He has created and brought up from them, from amongst them, a prophet who reads the book on them, who recites the tilawat of the Quran, and who purifies them, and who teaches them the book, and who teaches them wisdom. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had asked, exactly Allah Ta'ala says, this favor has been fulfilled. So that is why in the words of our scholars and all the other pious people, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually an answer to the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. What a great man he was. What sacrifices Ibrahim alayhi salam gave. What sincerity there was in his dua that he asked for that ummah. And he asked for a prophet in that ummah. And we, my brothers, are honored to be in that ummah. The question we have to ask ourselves is, how much have we fulfilled the rights of the qurbani and the submission of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? And What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this ummah, to submit themselves to the kitab, the hikmah, and the purification of the soul, how much of that have we inculcated? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the direct descendant of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because there's the dua Ibrahim alayhi salam made in my progeny. Very briefly, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family lineage links up to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abdullah, Ibn al-Muttalib, Ibn Hashim, Ibn Abi Manaf, Ibn Qusay, Ibn Kilab, Ibn Murrah, Ibn Kab, Ibn Luwai, Ibn Ghalib, Ibn Fihr, Ibn Nadhar, Ibn Kinana, Ibn Khuzayma. These are all the grandfathers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Mudrika, Ibn Ilyas, Ibn Mudhar, Ibn Nizar, Ibn Ma'ad, Ibn Adnan. 21 grandfathers I have counted out for you. And they stop at Adnan. And from Adnan, because the genealogists have given a little bit of differences, there are another 5 generations that link up to the sons of Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam had 12 sons. From the 12 sons, 2 are outstanding. One is Nabit, the eldest, and the second one, his name is Qidr or Qidr, depends how you will pronounce it. So the genealogy and the link of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam from Adnan to the sons of Ismail alayhi salam, be it Nabit or be it Qidr, another 5 or 6 generations, and then Ismail alayhi salam, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we are so proud to be associated with, is a real Nabi who came with a real deen, my brothers, that is linked up to a real Nabi, such a Nabi of Allah who is universally accepted by all the major religions, alhamdulillah. We are linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam more closely than anyone else. My respected brother, walakin kana hanifa muslima. He was a Muslim, we are Muslims. And the reason for mentioning this entire family tree, yeah, we teach it in the school, that's why we know it, is in this to show us and to give us conviction that, you know what, our deen is a real deen. It is authentically, authoritatively linked up to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, not to some, you know, mythical figures or mythical deities, or to some mystical practices that are just picked up by some forefathers and got no meaning, filled with ignorance and filled with whole lot of weird type of practices which got no substantiation as is found in other religions. No, everything of our religion, my respected brothers, from the way we inherited the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam through the ways of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, his teachings, his sunnah, the rites and rituals of Hajj, which the Muslims of the world are honored to be there today. No other religion can get there. Only the Muslims. Given to us via the Qurbani and the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salam. We must feel strongly attached to our deen through these aspects of Qurbani and Hajj, and think how closely we are linked to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Others, they lay claim. They say he's the patriarchal prophet. And they say that they have also got mention of him in the scriptures and whatever else it might be. We are linked to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam like no other religion, my brothers. And also we must remember that this Qurbani and this Islam and the surrendering that was done by Ismail and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is symbolized in our entire deen. Whatever they've done, it's not only one day's action. Everything about our deen, my respected friends and brothers, is found in the Qurbani. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that Qurbani from Ibrahim alayhi salam, such a Qurbani. It was such a Qurbani that it will not be wrong to say at that moment in time, time stood still. The inhabitants of the heavens and the earth looked on with bated breath as the father was putting the knife on the neck of the son. What was that great Qurbani? It was a supreme sacrifice which no one else has ever carried out on the face of this earth. And all that sacrifice is now found in our deen of Islam. Each time when we are practicing Islam, it is linked up to that sacrifice. Think of it in that way, my respected friends and brothers. Dhibhin azim. That's how Allah Ta'ala describes it. The great supreme sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala did not want the father to slaughter his son. And Allah Ta'ala did not want the son to have himself slaughtered by the father. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was doing was putting a test. And Allah was seeing, and Allah knew that this test is going to be passed. That's why Allah says, Bala'ul Mubin, the greatest test. Everybody writes tests. We write a class test, and then a monthly test, and a quarterly test. People who can write this board exams. Say, you know what? It's a 7-hour paper, big test we wrote, exams. This, the Quran says, Bala'ul Mubin, this was the greatest test. Think about it as ourselves. If we are put through a test like this, nobody will be able to do it. Only one person had the guts to do it. And that was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was the test? He left behind for us a legacy. There's a legacy he made the dua for. He said, oh Allah, give them a prophet. Give them an ummah. Make this ummah also in the same way that they also submit to you like how I submitted. To see, my brothers, that when we are faced with situations where the love of Allah or the love of creation is dominant in our hearts, we all the time faced with this, you know. This way or that way, must I listen to the creation or must I fulfill the order and command of Allah? What do the people say? That's what it was. To see whether the obedience of Allah or the obedience of creation is in a person. Ibrahim alayhi salam passed the test and he left for us a legacy to show that unquestioningly you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what you are supposed to do. And in this way, my brothers, when we are faced with all different kinds of situations and our emotions come in front, and that time we put the knife on our emotions and say, for Allah, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillah, everything, my life, my dying, my salah, my rituals, my everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are faced with situations and the spiritual sicknesses that are lurking in our hearts, pride and arrogance and greed and all those things that come to the front, at that time we say, I put a knife over it. I'm not going to let greed get the better of me. I'm not going to let pride get the better of me. I'm not going to let my ego get the better of me. In this way, my respected friends and brothers, we put a knife over it. Then we can say that we have now really made qurbani as was made by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who taught us that we belong to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. So if I am cutting something that belongs to Allah, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's property that I'm cutting. Sometimes to get the bigger picture, to get unity, to get whatever else it might be, to keep people together, we rather say, you know what, I will sacrifice my opinion. My opinion is haq, I'm right. But sometimes let my opinion take the back seat. Because you know what, other people's opinion can also be haq, it can also be right. So that time, when our opinions we think are the best, and I say my way and no other way. And that is where we find all this pride coming about. So in different ways, when we are faced, we need to cut through all that and relive and revive the qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the coming to salah, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, the giving of charity, the tolerance of people who we interact with in different ways, how we might have to just be careful, exercise, you know what we say, hilam, sabr, whatever it might be. All of that is encompassed in the qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So my brothers, we conclude that when qurbani is made, it is wajib upon all those people who are the possessors of nisab. Nisab means the minimum threshold which makes zakat farz on you. So on the days of Eid, the days of Tashriq, if a person is in possession of that amount of money, then qurbani becomes wajib on him. Provided he's got no other liabilities like paying loans or anything else. After he subtract all of that, he's still got extra money, qurbani is wajib on him. Also many times we find people think that, you know, we put money away in the bank for our children. And mashallah, that money has now grown. So if they got money in excess of the nisab, qurbani is wajib on them. Have it done, my respected friends and brothers. Don't think of anything else. Think of qurbani, sacrifice. Don't think the money will get less. When you make qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more. You must keep that in mind. Also, my brothers, it is a solemn activity. It's an ibadat. It's not a joke. It's not a fun activity. When we are carrying it out, think about the ibadat that we are doing. Qurban, bringing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So carry it out with the solemnness and the dignity that it deserves. With kindness and with humility. Because you know also what happens is, the SPCA people are around from time to time. We don't want to show them that we have no kindness towards animals. And they will be looking for something. They are doing their job, we must never ever confront them. They know what they are doing, it's their job. But from our heart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to make the qurbani. So do not tease the animal. Do not do any kind of thing that you're going to traumatize the animal further. It's an ibadat. Through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open up our ways of coming closer to Him in the future. The meat will be bright and eaten up by the next week and it will be forgotten. But the lesson and the message of qurbani, my brothers, it must stay with us. And also, do not do it in such a manner where we give the disbelievers and the non-Muslim journalists and the papers to, you know, to take pictures and show. And the way they put the picture and they say the ugliest things, you know, it makes Islam and Muslim looks like such a cruel and such a bloody religion. They look at these people, what they are doing here, this is what they do. No, it must be done properly, the blood is going to flow, but do everything in a dignified and in a beautiful way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.